And we'll get a chance to talk to him right now. Can you hear me, Chase?
Yep, I can hear you.
Hey, there you are. Sorry we can't be closer together, but it's good to see you, my friend. Back for your second year, sophomore guard out of Chicago. A good win. You're 2-0 against the Vikings. Both games kind of had a similar feel, back and forth. You knew what to expect with that full court pressure.
Yeah.
But having a guy in Ahmed Ali where you two can kind of share the ball handling and breaking the pressure sure makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, it was fun playing with Ahmed today. We finally got the chance to actually get out there together the first couple of games. We were talking to the coaches about having that opportunity, and it was positive today.
Well, you guys got out to a great start. First halves and starts to games, you guys haven't had a problem. You've had the lead at halftime of all four games. What's been kind of the catalyst for the ability to get off to good starts, give yourself an opportunity at halftime?
That first five, they came out today. We made it a point to finish the game. That was our biggest thing at halftime, finishing the game. So the finish the start with a start too as well. So that was a big thing coming out the beginning of the half, being able to start strong and finish strong.
Well, and now the difficulty has been kind of in the second halves as teams start to make adjustments with all the new parts. You've seen the slippage, but tonight you guys were crucial. You guys were great in crunch time. Didn't turn it over down the stretch. You had to play the last 6 or 7 minutes without an extra timeout in case you got trapped. But
yep.
You guys were able to do that, and you and Ahmed Ali taking advantage at the free throw line.
Yeah, definitely. This year was so dynamic at the guard positions. When teams make those adjustments, you know, we're just making adjustments on the fly just because of the talent that we have on the guard side.
Chatting here with Chase Adams, sophomore guard. 9 points tonight, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, 25 minutes there. And so you've had to make the transition. You came in, and Terry Porter kind of handed you the keys last year, maybe threw you into the deep end of the pool. But now you get Ahmed Ali coming in. You're coming off the bench. How did you kind of come to grips with the situation changing like that and accept the role, and now we're thriving here in your sophomore year?
Doing that is not easy. I could tell the truth, but, you know, you still got to play basketball at the end of the day, and that's what I am. I'm a basketball player, so can't pout. Can't cry. Just got to go out there and hoop.
Well, you were hooping tonight, and is it a little easier maybe seeing how the game is going to flow and seeing where your opportunities are on the bench in those first few minutes to be able to come in and know where your opportunities are going to be?
Oh, yeah, definitely. See, one thing about me is I'm always ready. So, you know, whenever there's a challenge, I'm ready for it. And the guys coming off the bench for these couple of games was my first challenge.
Well, you get 3 in a row now, probably feel like you should have had that Seattle U game. Competition steps up. You go down to Corvallis on Thursday, taking on a Pac-12 squad that's got a lot of long and lanky, rangy guys. What do you guys need to work on this week to be prepared for the Beavers?
Just playing with heart like we did tonight and competing. You know, those are the biggest things. All the X's and O's will take care of themselves.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Gill Coliseum, one of the more fabled barns out here on the West Coast. We wish you the best of luck. Thanks so much, Chase Adams, for stopping by. Great game tonight.
Thank you.